This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas aired a new video showing what it said were the bodies of two Israeli hostages on Monday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
In the video released on Monday, 26-year-old university student Noah Argamani is seemingly reading a script in front of a white wall. She says that fellow hostages Itai Sfirsky and Yossi Shirabi have been killed. The video ends with pictures that are allegedly the dead bodies of both men. Israel's military said it was examining the footage. Argamani said in the video that they were killed by Israeli strikes and she was injured. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari identified one of the men as hostage Sfirsky and specified that he was not killed by Israeli fire.
Iran warned the U.S. and U.K. against continuing attacks against Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen, calling on them to immediately stop. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, issued the warning in Tehran on Monday at a joint news conference with India's Minister of External Affairs, Subramaniam Jaishankar. We warn America and Britain to immediately stop war against Yemen. We warn America and the Israeli regime to stop war and genocide against Gaza. The United States and the United Kingdom have launched retaliatory strikes on the Houthis after the militants carried out a series of attacks against shipping in the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said his country would no longer pursue reconciliation